You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It is Lance O'Brien and Rob Pratt, the Inside Connection, MediConnect. It's all about bridging the healthcare gap. 888-818-6334. And just like that wagon train, we keep rolling, rolling, rolling. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm spectacular, man. The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, you seem like you had a pretty chaotic morning today.
Chaotic
huh?
Morning, chaotic week, chaotic life, but it's good to see you in person.
It's great to be here. Excited. We got so much to cover today. Great to have UPMC in studio today. And we got Ron Wright, who's the engagement specialist with UPMC. He's going to be sharing some information related to their five-star plan. So good morning, Ron. How are you?
Good morning. Good, Lance. How about yourself, Rob? Good morning to you, sir.
Great to see you, bud.
Yeah, for sure. So OEP is over, that open enrollment period. So now a lot of people that are with Medicare are locked into their plans unless they, one, have an initial enrollment period, which means they haven't really gotten onto Medicare yet, or if they qualify for a special enrollment period. So we're going to spend some time in the next segment talking about that and then bring in the impact of UPMC around that. Of course, we've got seminar updates, all that good stuff. Went to the home owner, opener yesterday.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, courtesy of KDKA as well. Thank you for the wonderful people here. Yeah, it was funny because it was rain, sun,
snow,
repeat, and it was you never knew what you were going to get. Sad opening loss, but excited at least from the early returns of the season.
Yeah, Jared Jones, who struck out 10 in his first appearance, the 22-year-old, lost yesterday the 5-2 decision, but he had 7 strikeouts, and being only 22, I think the best is yet to come. Nice crowd, a lot of youth on this baseball team. They're 6-2, take on the Birds later today, so life's pretty good for baseball fans.
Yeah, and man, their leadoff guy, Cruz, he looks pretty lethal.
Cruz missile.
He is a cruise missile. Let's go.
He can launch it. He can launch it. Listen, this date in history, we'll begin with that. But look, it's never too early or too late, never a charge for their services. The best brand ever, UPMC and others they work with every day. 888-818-6334. Make an appointment. Again, we have those live advisors every week when the show begins up until noon. So an added bonus awaits you by calling 888-818-6334. Plus, they're going to be out and about. We're going to run those seminars and everything you need to know. They are free. We'll tell you how you can register. But we always like to start off with that trivia question for the gas card from Getco and this date in history. So begin, please.
Yeah, so Ron and I would have loved this one. We're going to start out in 1772. Catherine the Great, Empress of Russia, ends the tax on men's beards. So, you know, Rob, I don't think I've ever seen you with facial hair, have I?
No, I don't think so. Nor were you ever, probably.
So our beards wouldn't have been taxed. So that's good.
I did have a goatee for many years.
Did you really?
Yeah, I can show you some pictures. Yeah, I had it for about 5 years. Matter of fact, from about 2004 to like 2010.
Wow.
Liked it.
Yeah, I like it too. You know, I got to cover up this face somehow.
But isn't it ironic, Ron and Lance, how history has a way of repeating itself? So I go visit my middle child the other day, same age, 25. I look up and he's got a mustache. And
really?
I realized that when I was 25, I grew a mustache because of Tom Selleck.
Oh, yeah.
But it's kind of ironic, you know, the timeline, and you were talking about facial hair, and I don't know. Sometimes history does have a way of repeating itself.
It does. My mom loved Tom Selleck, on a side note. I think a lot of moms did.
Absolutely. I'm busy. I'm watching Magnum.
There you go.
Don't bother me.
Summer Olympics are coming up on this day, 1896. Pierre Baron de Kudobin. That's a good name right there. Founder of the International Olympic Committee and its president from 1896 to 1925. Realized his goal of reviving the Olympics with the first modern games opening in 1896.
From doing play-by-play for 20 years, this is what I've learned. You can take this with you. When you reach a name like that, say it fast. So just simply say Pierre Bion de Boucheron.
That is a good tip for me moving forward.
There you go.
1917, the United States declared war on Germany, thus entering World War I 3 years after the conflict began.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that. I saw the movie 1917, and they think that, you know, we were in it from the jump, but they'd already been going at it with that trench warfare for since 1914. So we got into it very late and weren't in it for very long.
No, not at all. Not at all. On a happier note, in 1930, Hostess Twinkies invented the bakery by James Dwyer. Is that better? Is that fast?
That was very fast. And a couple of years ago, they sold the company again for $5 billion. So a lot of cash in those Twinkies.
That's a lot of Twinkies right there. 1973, Roberto Clemente Day, the Pittsburgh Pirates, retired his number 21 on this day. In 1973, and the Sporting News listed Roberto Clemente as the 20th best baseball player of all time.
20th best? I'd like to know who the 20 before him are.
Well, I can think of a few names off the top of my head.
Man, he was all-time great.
Yeah, he was. And I don't know if you guys use these post-it notes. Do you guys use post-it notes?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 1980, the American company 3M began selling post-it notes in U.S. stores. Small piece of paper with adhesive strips became massively popular.
Imagine the person that came up with that.
Yeah. I mean,
probably had glue on a piece of paper and couldn't get rid of it, and all of a sudden just say, hey, you know, I might as well, something.
Yeah, now they're pretty rich.
Well, here's what's ironic. This next thing.
Yes.
Michael Nesmith, not to be confused with this little date in history, but he was a member of the Monkees.
Oh, really?
And you know what Michael Nesmith, not this Nesmith, this is the another, but Michael Nesmith's mother invented whiteout.
I did not know that.
Which is no longer needed, but for years it was. You know, the little thing dabble do you when you're typing?
Yep.
Made gazillions on it. Anyway.
Here's our last date in history, and it'll be the premise of our trivia question. On this date in 2009, American basketball player Michael Jordan, widely considered the game's greatest all-around player, was elected to the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame.
And deservingly so.
Deservingly so. I did a trip a number of years ago where we decided to do a Hall of Fame every day. So we started in Canton on one day, then we drove to Cooperstown the next day, and then we drove to Springfield, Mass. The next day, and we hit all three of them back to back to back. It was great.
What a unique thing to do.
It's very easy to do, too, with the driving distances. It was awesome. For a sports nut, got to do it.
Most one you were impressed with, was it Canton?
No. It was actually Canton. Yeah. Canton was pretty awesome.
Cooperstown like a lot of acreage, or is it all kind of like real close together?
It's condensed. And then the baseball or the basketball Hall of Fame, I think, was the least impressive at the time. But we're going back 25 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the NFL makes $32 billion a year, so they got a little bit more brick and mortar.
Not bad.
Not bad. Okay, let's talk seminars.
Yeah, so obviously, if you're new to Medicare next 12 months, you got to get to one of these seminars. The turnouts this year have been incredible, and we're just excited. This week, we're going to be April 9th. We're going to be at the AHN Hempfield Hospital on Route 30 in Greensburg, 4:30 and 6 o'clock. April 16th and 18th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Greentree on 875 Greentree Road, and then on the 23rd and 25th, Hampton Inn, Butler, Benefit Square, and Butler, and won't be here too long here shortly that we're going to be starting up our partnership with UPMC, and we'll be hosting seminars in their facilities as well. So
love it. Okay, 888-818-6334, call, and you can schedule one of those or maybe two of those seminars, whichever one works for you, and again, no charge for those seminars, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Trivia.
So, Basketball Hall of Fame, Michael Jordan was inducted this day, 2009. Easy question again this week because I'm feeling generous. How many championships did Michael Jordan win in his career?
That's very kind of you.
That is very kind
of
me.
If you'll excuse me, I'm going to go call in.
All right. Hey, you're not kidding me. You know most of these.
412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. 1020. We'll come back. We got an incredible guest. He's been here before. Represents UPMC. You're going to love it. Stay with us. And remember, if you want to set up an appointment with MediConnect, you can call now, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com. I don't know who added the bumper music, but we'll take it.
Yeah, hey, let's go live, baby.
One big party, huh? All right, we got to get to our guest. A lot of respect for the brand and looking forward to our conversation. So it's all yours, sir.
Yeah, so before we bring Ron into the conversation for the rest of the show, I do want to set the stage for why they're here and how the seasons are changing, if you will, right? You know, so we've gone through the AEP, October 15th to December 7th. We've run through the OEP, the open enrollment period, where people that have Medicare Advantage plans can change their coverage should they see fit. That's January 1st to March 31st. Now we're in the season where if somebody is on Medicare and they want to be able to change their coverage, they have to qualify for an SEP, a special enrollment period. Now, the first three enrollment periods related to Medicare are all around the calendar dates. Special enrollment periods are about life events. And for most of the special enrollment periods that people can qualify for, it's on them. And what do I mean by that? Well, if they move from one county to another, they could trigger an enrollment period into potentially other plans. Maybe they have a change in their economic standing. Maybe they're married and their spouse passes away and they lose some income and they qualify for a state program like PACE, PACENET, or LIS. That is going to enable them then to have a special enrollment period. And what those special enrollment periods do is it gives them the ability during the year when we're not in the enrollment period, the other enrollment periods, AEP or OEP, to make changes to their plans. Now, again, there's over 20 of these special enrollment periods. We're not going to go into all of them this morning because that's not really the goal, but there is a special enrollment period, Rob, that can actually be triggered by the quality of a carrier. And you've heard this term before on the show because we've talked about it in the past, but there are some plans that reach CMS's highest level of consumer satisfaction, and they're called five-star plans. And if a company achieves five-star status, then a beneficiary is allowed one time during that calendar year to enroll in a five-star plan should they choose to do that. Now, it's hard to gain this status. Just to give you an idea, back in 2022, there were 74 plans that reached five-star status. In 2023, there was 57. So there was shrinkage. For 2024, the year we're in now, 31 plans have five-star status. And one of our local brands is one of the ones, UPMC. So before we bring Ron into the conversation this morning, I do need to read something very important so we stay compliant with CMS, which is the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So MediConnect does not offer every plan available in your area. MediConnect works with 9 organizations, which offer 191 plans in the region. For a full listing of all available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE or medicare.gov. MediConnect is not affiliated or endorsed by the federal government, CMS, or HHS. UPMC for Life has a contract with Medicare to provide HMO, HMO SNP, and PPO plans. The HMO SNP plans have a contract with the PA State Medical Assistance Program. Enrollment in UPMC for Life depends on contract renewal. UPMC for Life is a product of and operated by UPMC Health Plan, Inc., UPMC Health Network, Inc., UPMC Health Benefits, Inc., and UPMC Health Coverage, Inc. Now, welcome to the Roundtable segment. Ron, how you doing? That was a mouthful, but I got to get it out there.
That is a mouthful. Mm-hmm. I tell you, every time we come to this studio and we have to say that disclaimer, we say that disclaimer a lot. But mm-hmm. It means a lot because it's important and it discusses the ability of having a beneficiary know that they have the right people there. Because if you read that disclaimer, you know that that person is doing what's in the best interest for you. So it's a long disclaimer, but it's a good disclaimer. But I am super happy to be back in the studio with you gentlemen today. Super happy to talk about UPMC and their five-star plans this year. I'm very, very excited for this time of year because For the past 3 years, UPMC has been able to reach that five-star status. So normally it would be a little bit of a slower time, but now, for the third year in a row, going to be busy from April 1st to AEP.
Yeah, no, it's a great achievement. It's not easy to do. They've kind of tightened the guidelines a little bit, so how you guys have been able to do that's been amazing. So before we jump into that, I know this isn't your first time with us, but for those that maybe are just hearing you for the first time, Ron Wright, engagement specialist with UPMC. What does Ron do?
So I get the great ability to work with our agents and our beneficiaries out in the market. So I get to be able to help beneficiaries and help agents let people know what UPMC is. It's very important to us to be out in the community. It's very important for us to be involved with, you know, the people that sell our product, the people that want to, you know, have our product. And that's what I get to do. I get to have conversations. I get to go out to meetings. I get to go out and be in the public. I get to be that resource in the community for both our members and for our partners.
So you're very much a brand ambassador, if you would.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's great to have that UPMC brand, and it's great to work with another brand like Betty Connect.
Yeah, no, for sure. So let's jump into this CMS questions around the five stars. So what is the CMS star ratings, and why is it a necessary resource for our audience?
So it's very important for the CMS and Medicare services, because they rate all Medicare Advantage plans, prescription drug plans, each year to help Medicare members and their families compare plans based on quality and performance. The Medicare star ratings are based on how well Medicare Advantage plans deliver medical coverage, prescription drug services, customer service, and how current members rate their satisfaction with the plans. So you can use these scores to compare our quality and performance to other Medicare plans. So every year, Medicare CMS evaluates based on that five-star rating system. CMS uses up to 40 quality and performance measures to rate plans. So there's a lot of different metrics that CMS looks at. It's not just one or two metrics we're looking at.
Yeah, I think that's really important. It's not like they pick out one or two things and say, okay, stamp of approval. They're looking at a ton of different metrics.
Absolutely. And that's why they're able to rate the plans. The ratings go from one star, which is poor, to the highest possible five stars, which is excellent. So Medicare's five-star rating is given by CMS, the federal government program that governs all Medicare plans, which means it cannot be paid for. It must be earned. You have to earn that five stars. More stars means a better plan. Members get better care, better quality, and better customer service. Medicare members can use this score to compare quality and performance of Medicare plans. That's why it's an important tool that can help members choose the best Medicare plans.
Yeah, and I think it's really important for them to understand that it's, you know, health outcomes, right, things of that nature, customer satisfaction, retention in the plan. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. So it's really, really a great achievement. So the CMS star rating, how does that apply to UPMC?
So this is the best part for UPMC. All of our UPMC for Life HMO and PPO plans have been Medicare Advantage, have been rated 5 out of 5 stars by Medicare for 2024, excluding our D-SNP. If your current Medicare plan is not a 5-star plan, you would be able to enroll into a UPMC HMO or PPO Medicare Advantage plan at this time. And you can use that special election period. This special election period for the 5 stars can also be used between December 8th of 2023, which is past, all the way from now until November 30th of 2024. So you can change from original Medicare, another Medicare Advantage plan, or if you're just on a standalone Part D plan, you can switch to a UPMC for Life Medicare HMO or PPO plan.
Yeah, so to put it in the simplest terms, if you're in your plan right now, you maybe are having trouble with your medications, they're not being covered the way you want, you're having trouble with services, maybe you're looking for more benefits and you're like, I can't change right now, potentially. Well, because UPMC has 5-star plans in their HMO and PPO plans, you could review those plan offerings, and if there's benefits that enhance, you actually get the opportunity to enroll in that plan.
Absolutely. And that's the best part about working with MediConnect is if the beneficiary has questions, go ahead and reach out to them. They can go over those options with you.
Awesome.
All right, listen, don't forget, we are looking for the winner of our trivia question. How many championships does Michael Jordan have? 412-922-1020. That person will get a $15 gas card from GetGo. When we come back on the other side, more with Ron, more talking about UPMC, and very big couple of days out in Oakland as Joan Gable became the 19th chancellor at the University of Pittsburgh. You know, I was telling my audience earlier today, Lance, if you haven't been out in Oakland lately, there's a lot of exciting things happening in Oakland.
I was just there on Thursday.
Love it. Absolutely love it. We'll take a break. And I think, let me see, do we have a winner? And it's Susan from Mars. And the winning answer is?
How many championships did Michael Jordan have? Six. Two three-peats.
There you go.
Thanks, Susan.
We'll come back with more in a moment. You like that one, huh?
Yeah, we're having a good time.
Which is now we have to tell everybody because I throw the joke out there and you two are like laughing uncontrollably.
Yes,
and
yes.
When you're an entertainer, if you get a good laugh, you got to capitalize on it. But you said to me about the big eclipse and I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You know? And I said, I've been on the dark side of the moon. I know what it's all about. So I don't know. A lot of people are heading to Erie, so somebody's going to be selling some t-shirts and that's a good thing.
I know you're doing a picnic lunch. Come on now.
Anyway, it's time to get back to this incredible show. We've got an incredible guest, wonderful information, brand that we all know and love here in these parts. So we got to get right back to it. So here he is, the host of this week's edition of The Inside Connection, Lance O'Brien.
Yeah, great to be here. And again, shout out to Susan and Mars for winning today's trivia question. Great to have Ron representing UPMC here this morning. Before we jump back into that conversation, if you are new to Medicare in the next 12 months, you got to attend one of our educational events. They're going to really lay out when you should make decisions, how to compare your group coverage to Medicare, how to avoid the penalties that are out there. What is Part A and B? What do they cost? What do they cover? What are your private insurance insurance options? In an hour, we're going to give you a great overview of a lot of the complicated issues that confuse people and make them incredibly simple. So this week, we're going to be on April 9th. We're going to be at the AHN Hempfield Neighborhood Hospital on Route 30 in Greensburg, 4:30 and 6 o'clock. On the 16th and 18th of the month, we're going to be at Holiday Inn Greentree on Greentree Road in Pittsburgh. And on the 23rd and 25th, we're going to be Hampton Inn Butler in Benefit Square. Got a ton more seminars already scheduled. You can go to MediConnectInsurance.com, go to the Live Events tab, and you'll be able to check it out there. You can also call 888-818-6334 in order to schedule your seat at that seminar. I do want to mention, if you're listening this morning, you have an Advantage plan or you're struggling with your coverage, you're not really happy, you can give us a call. We do have the Live Advisor standing by. Answer the phone. They're going to listen to your questions. They're going to see what options are available. If you're in the best plan, they're going to let you know that. If there's other things that can help you, we want to be able to get you the best value for your health care coverage. So again, great to have Ron Wright, engagement specialist with UPMC. And before the break, Ron, we just started talking about the impact of UPMC receiving the 5-star ratings. And you said something in that segment, which I think is really important for us to repeat. You said that all UPMC for Life HMO, Health Maintenance Organization plans, for those that don't know what that means, and PPO, Preferred Provider Organizations, have received the 5-star rating. Is that true?
Yes. All of our HMO and PPO plans for the UPMC for Life product, it's the only Medicare Advantage plan in Pennsylvania to earn the 5 out of 5 stars for both the HMO and PPO. Now, just to clarify, that is just the HMO and PPO Medicare Advantage plans. That does not include our DSNP or special needs program.
So if someone has Medicare and Medicaid and they're in a DSNP, that the 5-star doesn't apply to that, but all your other HMOs and PPOs, 5-star rating.
Absolutely. All of our other HMOs and PPOs. And it's great that we were able to get that 5-star rating. And we were mainly able to do that because of our large part of UPMC's unique partnership with UPMC's doctors and hospitals, as well as our community providers. So this helps us deliver access to exceptional care, provide high-quality coverage, and deliver high-quality customer service to each and every one of our members every time they need care. We're dedicated to helping our members through our provider partnerships to get coordinated care, manage chronic medical conditions, and find ways to save money on their treatments and prescriptions. That's why getting your Medicare coverage and your healthcare from UPMC, it just makes sense.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of value to that, being aligned with coverage in the actual health system, with quality alerts, time, everything. So Not only does UPMC have 5 stars for the HMO and PPO products, but I understand you guys have won some other awards recently as well. I mean, you guys are really doing well here. Tell me a little bit about that. I think this is important because people want to put their health care, or they want to have their health care with someone they can really trust. So what else has UPMC been recognized for?
Absolutely. So like I had said earlier, CMS gets to rate for the 5 stars, which is from the federal government, but there's also independents to come out and look at what health plans are doing. And UPMC for Life was actually named the best insurance company for Medicare Advantage in Pennsylvania for 2024 by U.S. News and World Reports. So U.S. News and World Reports used the Medicare star ratings data for its rankings, including Medicare's recent 5 out of 5 overall star ratings of both UPMC's HMO and PPO plans for 2024. And this is the third year in the row for UPMC for Life being named the best insurance company for Medicare Advantage.
So you guys are doing really good with the hospital system, the health system, the doctors, all of that. You're doing great with the insurance plan, but you guys are also killing it when it comes to customer service, right?
Absolutely. UPMC has always been beneficiary-driven in offering that amazing customer service. Our customer service is local. They're your friends. They're your neighbors. They're the people that are out in the community with you. You know, when you call UPMC for Life, we want to make sure that you have that one call resolution. We want to make sure that you're talking to your neighbor. So we don't outsource our customer service to, you know, offshore. Everybody is in Pennsylvania. We have offices in Erie. We have offices in Pittsburgh. So these are your neighbors that know what you're talking about. When you're talking about the Point being flooded, they're going to know because it's affecting them right
exactly.
now, you know, or the bathtub being closed. Mm. When you're talking to a Pittsburgher and you talk about the bathtub, nobody that's not from Pittsburgh is not going to know what the bathtub is. So when
that's
that
right.
gets flooded, UPMC, your healthcare concierge will know that. So yeah, we were actually able to receive the J.D. Power Award from J.D. Power for the number one ranking in member satisfaction among Medicare Advantage plans in Pennsylvania. So we really do everything that we can to make sure the member is happy. You know, if you want to see more about our awards, please make sure you visit upmchealthplan.com/Medicare/learn/awards to see the listing of all of our awards.
And you mentioned a word kind of in what you were saying just a couple minutes ago, concierge, right? And I know that UPMC has their concierge service to help their members. And I think that is huge, right? I think one of the things that's really important to us about being local is we made a decision a long time ago that when people called our 888-818-6334 number, we weren't going to send it to voicemail, right? Like we wanted to pick that number up because we know that people want to be talked to. And the thing I think that really sets the concierge service apart is that you have dedicated people to those members, right? That they're going to be able to call. They're not going to get somebody new every time, right?
So our concierge team works great together for that. We don't want you to have to call in multiple times. We want you to call in once and speak to some one person and then be done with that. We want the member to feel when they leave that call that their situation was resolved and they were happy. And for the most part, we do that every single phone call. We have no problem with an agent, with a beneficiary calling in, and we will do everything we can to assist that beneficiary. If it's scheduling an appointment, if it's questions about claims, that concierge is there to be able to help that beneficiary.
Yeah, and I know just from all the people we work with, we've heard outstanding feedback of, you know, we really love UPMC, we love the benefits, and we love especially how they take care of us. So that's a great thing. If you're out listening out there today, you have a Medicare Advantage plan, maybe you're on Original Medicare, and you know, you didn't realize, you thought you missed your enrollment timeframes. The 5-star plans that we've been talking about this morning give you the opportunity to make a one-time enrollment during the calendar year. So if your prescriptions aren't being covered right now the way that you want them to be, if you're not getting the benefits that you want to receive with what is going on in your health care, give us a call, 888-818-6334. We want to be able to review your coverage, help you see all the options that are out there. Maybe you're talking to your friends and they're saying, hey, I'm getting this benefit and you're not. Make sure you're getting what you need for your health care.
Again, let's run these seminars, and here's how you register for these free events. 888-818-6334. Call now. We have representatives. Get your information up until noon today, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab.
Yeah, and there's a full listing of all the upcoming seminars through the beginning of the summer there. But just for the month of April, this Tuesday, we're going to be at the AHN Neighborhood Hospital in Hempfield. That's April 9th, Greensburg, PA. We're at 4:30 and 6 p.m. sessions. April 16th and 18th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn, just a stone's throw from here in Greentree on 875 Greentree Road, Pittsburgh. And then on the 23rd and the 25th, Hampton Inn Butler, 400 Benevin Square, Butler, PA. Again, if you're new to Medicare next 12 months, you need to get this information to begin navigating the maze that is Medicare, and let us help you make it simple.
All right, short break. One more segment. Coming back with more in a moment on KDKA. All right, we're going to get back to Ron in just a couple of moments, but right now it's Lance O'Brien, just a handful of minutes left in the program, and people are probably saying, well, now that that enrollment period is over, why should I make an appointment that's never going to be charged you anything with one of the representatives at MediConnect? Tell them why they should still do it.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't reviewed your coverage in the last 12 months, I think it always is, right? Because the formularies on these plans change, the benefit packages, the offerings. I mean, it's really important to make sure. I mean, think about it this way, Rob. Why does your employer give you an enrollment period every year and new health plan options?
Right.
Like we know this as we're going through our working life. The same thing is true in Medicare. You should be taking advantage of the same opportunity to review your coverage regularly. So if you haven't, you got to give us a call. We want to make sure that we're getting you in the best spot.
And because it's always changing, always evolving, there's a good chance you're going to get as good, if not better, coverage and save a few dollars. So you're giving yourself some good news and a little extra cash to have to spend. So it's a good thing to make that appointment. And again, never a charge for the services. 888-818-6334.
Yeah, and it's been great to have Ron Wright, engagement specialist with UPMC. We're so grateful for our partners that we work with that really help us do what we want to do, which is what is right for every individual out there. And Ron, it's a little bit challenging today. I got Ron and Rob, and I keep wanting to call you.
Better you than me.
Can't you be James and Jimmy or something? Like, what's going on here, right?
You know? Mike.
Yeah, there we go. But we've talked a lot about the five-star plans this morning, and I think it's been a very important conversation to have, especially because we're out of the open enrollment period. But let's touch one more time in case someone's just tuning in right now. What does it mean to have a five-star CMS plan?
Of course. So similar to the past several years, Medicare members can enroll in a UPMC for Life plan even after the annual enrollment period or open enrollment period is over by using that five-star special election period. So eligible members can disenroll from their current plan if they're not satisfied and enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan offered by a Medicare Advantage organization that has a five-star overall rating. So UPMC does have that five-star overall rating. So this includes any member on an original Medicare, a Medicare supplement plan, or another Medicare Advantage plan. They can use this SEP one time from December 8th through November 30th of 2024.
Yeah, and that's so important. And I know one of the things that we hear, because we do a lot of these new to Medicare educations, and we're reviewing supplements and Medicare Advantage plans. And, you know, one of the things people say is, well, I heard there's a lot of prior authorizations when it comes to Medicare Advantage. And you guys not only have the five-star plans, but you have some incredible feedback when it comes to that area of assisting the member as well.
Absolutely. With UPMC for Life, we actually want to take care of our members and make sure that they actually get to use their coverage. So we have some amazing numbers that I just kind of wanted to share, because this is what UPMC is truly all about. UPMC is about taking care of the beneficiary. And just let me tell you about some of our metrics. Our average claim payment time is only 4 days. So when a beneficiary goes to a doctor's office and has some sort of service done, that office is getting paid in an average of 4 days. The office isn't going to be reaching out to the beneficiary for any sort of question about when payment is coming. We are one of the fastest to make those payments, 4 days for an average claim. Our claim payment accuracy, 99%. So when a claim is submitted on your behalf, that is 99% accurate. Claims adjustments, only 2.7%. And referrals are never required for in-network providers. One other big...
This one's huge.
This is a huge one. This is probably the bold one, as we do not auto-deny prior authorizations. So prior authorization approvals are 96.6% at UPMC because we care about the quality and the plan cares about its members. So we want to be there for you every time you need us.
Yeah. And again, I think you said a phrase before you even started answering the question is we want people to be able to use their coverage. Like, what good is your health insurance if you can't use it with freedom and use and know that it's going to happen right?
Absolutely. UPMC believes that by being able to use your coverage, you'll be able to stay healthier, happier, and we want to be that partner with you.
Yeah, and I know time is slipping away from us. Can you just, we've talked a lot about five-star from a macro or high level. Can you just tell us a little bit about a couple of your five-star plans?
Absolutely. So if you live in Allegheny County, we do have a special PPO plan that's offered only in Allegheny County. It's, you know, you can give our friends here at MediConnect a call. They'll be able to go over that with you. We also have a PPO that's not just in Allegheny County, but in all of the Western PA area. All of our Medicare Advantage plans offer the ability to go to the doctors and hospitals you want. We have a flexible spend card, which you're able to use OTC products to pay for dental, vision, and hearing.
And I know that flex card has been very popular because it gives people individuality around their healthcare.
Absolutely. We like to say the flex card is you be able to use the flexible dollars the way you want to spend them. So you can use that for your dental, your vision, your hearing. And new for 2024 is you can actually use up to $50 per transaction to pay for your Medicare services, copay services.
Part A and B services.
Part A and B services, exactly. So if you go to a facility and a service costs $175 with your copay, you can use $50 of your flex spend card to pay for that copay. So
that's
helps
awesome.
Reduce it.
Yeah, no, incredible. And again, we appreciate your time this morning, Ron, sharing with us about the five-star plans, the impact of that, the opportunity that it presents. I love how you guys don't have any auto denials, right? Because you hear that so much with insurance. Like, hey, if the doctor tells me, if I go into the doctor and I have pain, right? And the doctor says, I think you need this for my insurance company to come behind and say, we want to make sure that you can get that done. I think that's big.
Absolutely. In today's day and age, we want the doctors to make the decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. And nothing better than that, right? Because that's their job, right? They
Absolutely.
Know how the medical side works and when they can be so aligned with the health plan and the health system. I think that's fantastic. So thank you so much for your time today, for sharing. If you guys want to learn more, if you're listening, I mean, we're just scratching the surface. You know, we're here 24/7 available to meet your needs, but we have the live advisors this morning. Please give us a call. Let us answer any questions that you have.
So South Carolina wins the women's championship, and it's Wake Up the Echoes, the spirit of Jim Valvano. Mm-hmm. NC State wins the men's championship.
You think?
I think so.
I just don't think UConn can be beat. I mean, that team is just destroying everybody in
the
path.
Dan Hurley's already thinking about going to the NBA.
Is he really?
Looked like I got him on speed dial.
Well, I mean, wasn't he supposed to come to Pitt? One person that when they hired Capel?
I'm very happy with Coach Capel. Thank you very much.
He's done a great job.
He has.
I think that they're really heading in the right direction. Kind of sad that we're losing the young superstar out of Baltimore, you know, entering into the draft.
You know my retirement plan is. You know what it is, don't you?
No.
I want to get a hotel room with the Oaklander, move in, and then just go watch everything that's Pitt.
There you go.
And hang out and go get dinner at night, then go right back to my hotel room. That's what
yeah,
I want to
they,
do.
Yeah, the female AD has done an incredible job with their...
Heather Light.
Yeah, Heather's done an awesome job. And thanks for the name because it slipped my mind.
And now the 19th Chancellor, Joan Gamble. So I'm all excited about Pitt. Pitt is it. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.